Be tuned.
Go, Fela Kuti. Welcome to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. I'm your host, Eric Mann, and you're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Stream and on the web, www.kpfk.org. Today we'll begin the show with my commentary on the latest federal court ruling between the Bus Riders Union, of which I'm a member, and the MTA. Then we'll hear from Francisca Porchas, organizer with the Labor Community Strategy Center, who just came back from New Orleans with Mark Anthony Johnson, where she was participating in a rebuilding effort in the 9th Ward. After Francisca, we'll be joined by Scott Ritter, former Chief Weapons Inspector for the United States Special Commission in Iraq, who will discuss his latest book, which I have here, Iraq Confidential. So with that, Eric, why don't you bring on Eric to do the commentary? Well, a lot of you know about the Bus Riders Union. You vaguely know about a thing called the consent decree. You know we've won 2,500 buses from the MTA. You vaguely know that we have, or maybe hopefully more, a relationship with the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, our attorneys. And maybe you know that for 9 years, we pretty much whipped the MTA's butt in the streets, in the courts, in the court of public opinion, but more importantly, have made things a lot better by replacing 2,000 dilapidated, broken-down diesel buses, replacing them with almost 2,500 clean-fuel compressed natural gas buses. We've kept the fares down to $42 for almost 8 years, and then $52 a month, which is still better than many urban cities. We've gotten the student bus pass for high school students to be $20 a month, which is incredible, since a lot of those families were paying $52 a month before we got the bus passes sold in the high schools. We've turned out low-income people, brought them to the MTA, often without as much support as we wished from the white West Side, as I call it, although not everybody is white, but, you know, most are, and with some of the more affluent parts of the city. But now I'm trying to bring you into the last year of the consent decree. You could say the last year of maybe federal troops in the South after the Civil War. Because after the federal troops left the South in the Civil War, the forces of the Confederacy reestablished slavery in virtually everything but name, took away the rights of the Black Reconstruction, and we're very frightened, frankly, of a counter-revolution against the BRU's legal revolution. So we just had a court decision last November 30th, which is about 11 months before the expiration, it expires on October 2006, of our consent decree. I wish I could tell you it was just an overwhelming victory for us, but it wasn't. It had some very significant setbacks. The MTA would like to tell you it was an overwhelming victory for them with no problems, but that's not true. It was still a split decision. Split a little bit in the MTA's favor more than I'd like, but had some very significant elements of victory for the BRU that we'd like you to understand, get involved in. And the punchline of this is get involved with talking to our new progressive mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, because now the ball is a lot in his court to make things better, not just the federal courts. So what happened? Well, we had a plan. It was called the New Service Plan. It was part of the consent decree. And the plan was to try to get low-income, transit-dependent people to hospitals, medical centers, education centers, and employment centers. It involved a massive expansion of the bus fleet. And we asked for well over 550 buses, plus buses on the freeway, plus buses, jitney buses, smaller buses, to get people in low-income communities more quickly to the more rapid buses. We didn't get most of that. The special master ruled that the MTA did not have to do a lot of the things that we asked them to do, which were in the best interest of all the bus riders in the city. For instance, the special master did not reinstate local bus service that was cut by the MTA. He did not guarantee weekend service on rapid buses, which makes no sense. It means that people essentially are getting rapid service to get to their low-wage jobs, but God forbid on the weekend they'd like to go to a museum or a park. No. The MTA is not required by the special master to do that. He extended the bus retirement age from 12 years to 13 years. Doesn't sound like a lot, but every year that the bus is older, the more chance for a breakdown. But then he said to the MTA, but no more than 13 years. That's as far as old. After 13 years, you must replace every one of your buses. And he did not order the expansion of freeway bus service or shuttle bus service. That's the downside. Here's the upside. The first thing that's the biggest upside is the special master ordered for the next 5 years that the MTA must continue its rapid bus program at least at the 131 additional buses that we did win. So we didn't win 600, but we won 131. Secondly, guaranteed 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekend service on rapid bus, weekday, I'm sorry, that the rapid buses must come every 10 minutes during weekday rush hours, 20 minutes at a time. He also pointed out that the rapid buses are very overcrowded. He may still order some more buses in the last year because there's supposed to be no more than 8 people standing on average on one of these buses. If you ride the rapid bus on Wilshire, if you ride any other rapid buses, you ask yourself as you're sitting there, are there more than 8 people standing? And if on average there are, the MTA is still in violation. But as I think it was Shakespeare or Lennon, I think it was Shakespeare said, but there's the rub. Because the rub is if the consent decree expires in 1 year, but there's a 5-year new service plan, what's the validity of the last 4 years if there is no federal oversight of this agreement? If the special master says that you must have no more than 8 people standing and that he wants that continued after the consent decree expires, where's the guarantee that the MTA will not begin to run less service, put all their money into rail, and just like happened under first the Bradley administration, year by year the buses get older, a little bit more overcrowded, and in 4 and 5 and 6 years, all the work that we've done for 10 is undermined. Well, one answer is you getting involved and joining the Bus Riders Union, www.busridersunion.org, calling up, you know, the telephone you had, 213-387-2800. So one involvement is political pressure. The second is that we're going to have to go back to the federal courts and try to get this consent decree extended for 4 more years because you can't. It's like if you had a 5-year lease, but the landlord said at the end of 1 year, I can kick your butt out in the street. You don't have a 5-year lease. So we need 5 years of legal protection. And third, Antonio Villaraigosa, the progressive mayor, who is a good guy and who has tried to say he wants a first-class bus system, but he also wants a first-class rail system, and as he said, the red line to the sea. He has to understand that just taking the red line from our office on Western and Wilshire down to Fairfax, which you could walk or take a rapid bus already because there is a rapid bus, is going to cost him $350 million a mile just to drill that hole. And that's before we even get any train service on it. So instead of doing that train digging, we need the mayor to get behind a 4-year extension and work with the BRU to guarantee a 3,000 bus fleet back to a $42 pass, expansion, and to revisit freeway service. That is to say, what the mayor has been saying all along is if the special master orders more, I'll do more. Well, the special master did not order very much more. So now the mayor has, we don't want the mayor to use the special master as his back door. The mayor has a moral front door that he has to go through to say, I want to do more than what the federal courts do. The least he can do is work with us to extend the consent decree from 2006 to 2010 to voluntarily go to the federal courts and say, I want you, Judge Donald Bliss, to extend the consent decree so that I have protection that for the next 5 years, this new service plan will work. If you want to get involved, we need you urgently. 213-387-2800 or go to the website www.busridersunion.org and help us drive the bus of history.